This course covers the main issues a healthcare provider must know about when it comes to sleep and sleep-related disorders. The prevalence of sleep disorders is high in clinical practices, both inpatient and outpatient, and many practitioners do not really know how to handle them. Through studying this course, you will come to understand what constitutes normal sleep and what the different sleep disorders are all about. The diagnosis, manifestations, and management of sleep disorders and sleep-related disorders are covered, so you will come to feel competent about how to help individuals suffering from these types of problems. The purpose of Chapter 1 in the course is to understand what constitutes normal sleep, including why people need to sleep in the first place. The circadian rhythm is an important part of the sleep-wake cycle and regulates many aspects of sleep. When a person sleeps, they go through many different sleep stages, which together constitutes the sleep cycle. While the rest of the course is about sleep disorders, this chapter introduces the different sleep stages and what they mean when it comes to getting quality sleep. Chapter 2 looks more deeply into the physiology and neuroanatomy of sleep. There are specific brain areas associated with sleep and wakefulness, and there are certain neurotransmitters that are involved with falling asleep and maintaining sleep. There are different EEG patterns associated with the different sleep stages as well. Sleep has a remarkable effect on the respiratory system, the cardiovascular system, and the thermoregulatory system, which are covered as part of this chapter. Chapter 3 in the course discusses the different ways of evaluating human sleep. The main thing that is used to evaluate sleep is the polysomnography evaluation, which is also called a sleep study. Several parameters are evaluated as part of polysomnography that look at different aspects of sleep. Sleep stage scoring is a way to evaluate the different aspects of the sleep cycle. This is also discussed as part of the chapter. Chapter 4 in the course introduces the topic of sleep deprivation by first defining what it is and what the different types of sleep deprivation there are. There are certain manifestations of sleep deprivation that define a person who is probably sleep deprived. Besides catching up on lost sleep and getting sleep, there are different ways to treat sleep deprivation, which are covered in the chapter. The adverse effects or sequelae of sleep deprivation are also discussed at the end of the chapter. These can occur if sleep deprivation is prolonged and untreated. The focus of Chapter 5 is insomnia, which is the difficulty in attaining or maintaining sleep. Most people will have episodes of insomnia in their lifetime, but some individuals are chronic insomniacs. There are several different types of insomnia, which have unique symptoms and manifestations. There are different ways to diagnose insomnia and multiple treatment strategies that vary from behavioral to the use of sleep-promoting medications. There are also preventative measures to avoid insomnia, which are covered in this chapter. Chapter 6 in the course covers hypersomnias or situations where the individual sleeps more than the normal amount of time or sleeps at inappropriate times. The two main hypersomnias discussed as part of this chapter are primary hypersomnia and narcolepsy. Both of these are considered neurological disorders that adversely affect the amount of sleep the person gets. These can have severe implications on daily functioning for the sufferer. The way in which these disorders are identified and treated are covered as part of this chapter. The topics of Chapter 7 are obstructive sleep apnea and central sleep apnea. With obstructive sleep apnea, the patient has breathing efforts, but these efforts are impeded, usually by a temporary occlusion of the upper airway. For patients who have central sleep apnea, there are apneic spells in breathing. However, the problem is related to a diminished respiratory drive. There are similarities and differences in the pathophysiology, presentation, workup, and treatment of these sleep-related breathing disorders. Chapter 8 in the course talks about those sleep disorders that are related to the normal 24-hour circadian rhythm in the human body that regulates